The trial of humanitarian aid worker accused of harboring undocumented immigrants is coming to a close in southern Arizona. I'm joined this morning by Michelle Mariscos, who has been following the trial for our Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So give us a rundown of what's going on. What happened yesterday in this trial?
So federal prosecutors yesterday were fairly aggressive with the defendant, Scott Warren. He's a humanitarian aid worker who they accuse of felony levels of smuggling two undocumented immigrants into the U.S. They accused him of trying to conceal these migrants in the so-called barn, the aid encampment in Ajo, where all of this took place 2 years ago. And they tried to lay out an argument that he knew that these people were in distress, and then the Border Patrol arrived to arrest him, and he declined to tell the Border Patrol that they were in the barn and needing help. He's refuted that, saying that once he was arrested, he just stopped talking to the agents.
I know our Fronteras desk in Hermosillo has also been covering the arrest of a dual American and Mexican citizen who's in Mexico and tied to this trial. What's the connection?
Yeah, so this is Irineo Mujica. He runs an organization called Pueblo Sin Fronteras, and he is a dual citizen, as you noted. A few years ago, he started one of the caravans, just one of them, heading up to the U.S.-Mexico border south of Lukeville, right down the SR 85. And President Donald Trump actually clamored against that particular caravan. It's really what launched a lot of what's happening now politically between Mexico and the U.S. Irineo Mujica he's not been charged in anything in the U.S., but he is what I kind of think of as an unindicted co-conspirator in this case, because prosecutors say that he was bringing immigrants across the border, smuggling them, and then handing them off to Scott Warren. It was a very telling situation where this man who has Phoenix 602 area code phone number, lives in the U.S., lives in Mexico, has been doing what he's been doing. And then Mexico arrested him several months ago in February. And then 2 days ago, they arrested him again, this time down in Chiapas. So it seems like he's becoming a two-pronged issue here. First, the humanitarian aid trial here in Tucson. But then the broader question of what Mexico is doing in terms of trying to stem migration flows to keep the tariff threat from happening next Monday.
And I understand Scott Warren testified on his own behalf yesterday. What did he have to say?
He did. He said that he followed the protocols that were established by No More Deaths, and that he called a doctor who is a part of No More Deaths to get her advice on what to do with these two men whom he said needed help. There was a moment there when it was almost like humanitarian aid itself was on trial, because prosecutors kept asking about these protocols and what they do to follow them and how they establish when someone needs help and why they don't just call the U.S. Border Patrol or 911 to let them know. Warren laid out that people have a right to make their own decisions and that he's certainly open to calling 911 if somebody asks him to. He will even offer, he says, but ultimately if somebody doesn't want him to do so, he just doesn't do so.
So if the U.S. succeeds in this case, this would be the first time an aid worker has been successfully prosecuted along the U.S.-Mexico border. Agents have certainly tried this before, and I think we all kind of know the answer to this, but what does this mean for aid work along the border if it goes in that direction?
I think it goes more underground. Humanitarian aid workers have been targeted several times along the Cabo Separata National Wildlife Refuge. You and I have talked about this a lot. But they haven't been completely deterred from continuing that work. You know, there's very much in your face atmosphere from young activists of No More Deaths against the Homeland Security Department. They've openly challenged each other. I think it goes underground. And at that point, then we might start seeing more people trying to help with volunteerism along the border and then potentially more prosecutions as a result of that.
All right. KJZZ's Michelle Marisco joining us from Tucson. Michelle, thank you. I know you have to get to court, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thank you.